I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. There are now $350 million worth of used Bibles and Christian books in use around the world, thanks to a ministry called Mission Cry. Distributing these materials isn't always easy. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford shares the story of Indian pastor T.L.
He's been imprisoned. He's been beaten to near death for simply distributing the Bible and Christian books. As he sat across from me, he said, "Reverend, I want you to know that they can beat me. They could beat my son, but they can't beat the Bible. God's word is forever, and it changes, and it's the only thing that makes a difference. It's the only thing that doesn't return void."
God's word and Christian books are imperative to helping new believers grow in their faith. Mission Cry is getting ready to send another container to Pastor T.L., and you can help. And a new but familiar face is advocating for unreached people groups. Mark Kordick has a long history with Christian nonprofits, including this one.
I love the fact that Mission Network News is focused on encouraging people to pray for the news. I remember 25 years ago being part of Cedarville University's radio network, and we discussed that very idea as an outcome of what we were trying to do in the newsroom. I was attracted to this organization because they have the same heartbeat.
Kordick recently became advancement director for the Alliance for the Unreached, a group that motivates North American Christians to get involved in the Great Commission. Please pray Mark will have wisdom and discernment as he starts his new role. And find your place in these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.